Welcome back in, everyone, to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. I'm really, really jazzed about today's episode because not only do we have two wonderful artists who've got a great show and another upcoming festival, but these particular artists are listeners of the show, and we always love to amplify and lift up our listeners and followers. So this is an extra treat for me today. Joining us today, we have the writer and actress Kayla Gallinet and the director Jasmine K. Bernard. They're both part of the show OK Bye, which is part of the United Solo Festival, and they're being performed on April 9th at Theater Row. Tickets and more information are available at unitedsolo.org/shows. This is a fantastic show. I can't wait for you all to hear more about it. So let's just go ahead and welcome on our guests, Kayla, Jasmine. Welcome into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having us. Hello.
Hello, thank you.
I am excited to have you both here. It's reassuring that someone really is out there listening. But more importantly, I mean, you brought us your work. You've brought us this great piece of theater that you're creating, which we're over the moon about. So Kayla, why don't we start with you first? And since you're the writer and the performer in the show, why don't you tell us a little bit about what OK Bye is about?
Sure. Thank you so much for having us. I'm really, really excited to be able to chat about the show. OK Bye is a solo show. It's about an hour long about rejection, the grief, wisdom, humor of rejection. And it is funny, though it's also devastating. And it kind of follows, it's based on my real life from the last 4 or 5 years. It covers bad friendships, relationships ending, therapists who've ghosted. There are six therapists in between every scene that sort of bring us on the journey. And yeah, ultimately it's about self-love, self-discovery, and healing.
That is fantastic. My eyes just got huge the minute you said therapist ghosting me. I'm like, is that allowed? I feel like that's not allowed.
No.
So what inspired you to write the show?
Well, the show was kind of yelling at me to be written. I wasn't really a writer before this. I was mostly focusing on acting. You know, I went to Adelphi University for acting, so I already had a BFA, and then I went to the Atlantic Conservatory full time. And so I was really putting all my eggs in the acting basket. But when I graduated from the Atlantic, I had had all these experiences of perceived rejection, at least, of, you know, just things falling apart. And of course, the pandemic didn't help, job loss and all of that. So it felt like writing the show was kind of the best way to start to process these things. So at first, it was kind of something my therapist had suggested to just sort of like theatricalize these stories to get some distance from it. But I also signed up for a UCB class called Creating a One-Person Show. And I was like, let's give this a try. And in that class, you know, I started writing sketch after sketch, and people responded positively. They felt like things resonated with them. So I felt encouraged. And we did a workshop of the show last year in August. And yeah, it was well received there as well. So I just kept going.
Wonderful. Love the determination. Yes. Now, Jasmine, I'm going to bring you in now. You're the director of the show. How is it you came upon this piece?
Right. Yeah. So as Kayla mentioned, she went to the Atlantic Professional Conservatory. I also went as well. That's how we know each other. We graduated together. We had to start a company together at the end of our training there. And we were trying to keep the company going at the start of last year. And we were like, okay, like we should do something. We should produce something now. And we were three of us sitting in the meeting, me, Kayla, and our stage manager, Christine Truhold, who is amazing. Just have to shout her out. And I was like, you know what, Kayla, you're writing the show. I'm a director. Christine is the stage manager. Let's just do it. And so, yeah, that was the beginning. And now we're here. It's amazing to see. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, is this the world premiere of the piece?
Yeah, it is. Because we've really only done a workshop of it last year in a living room with some friends and friends of friends. And I've added material since then. So this is the world premiere of OK Bye, not to be missed.
Love it. Jasmine, I want to start with you next on this question, and I'd love to know, what has it been like developing the piece and getting it ready for the United Solo Festival?
Yeah, you know, this is, I've been doing theater for a while now, and this has been like one of the most fun experiences I've ever had. Kayla is hilarious. She is so funny, and she has a beautiful way of writing that I read the writing and I get emotional and chilled. And then I see her perform it, and I'm like, this is incredible. So it's been just such a phenomenal experience to work on material that I feel is just so real. I should also share that, as well as being a director and a performer, I'm also a mental health therapist. So I have that lens as well. So it's been very interesting to work on this piece that like brings together so many areas of my life in a way that brings people in and shows that vulnerability is okay. And you can also laugh through those moments. It's been a beautiful, beautiful experience. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. Kayla, this is, I mean, your piece, this is, these are your words and you're speaking them to us. So what has it been like developing your work in preparation for the festival?
Developing it has been really, really rewarding and healing. The show is like, the process itself has been just as great as the product, which is very rare in any kind of art. So, you know, I had this first nibble of a script and I began working on it with Jasmine and Christine, and we just had so much fun in the rehearsal room together, which was Christine's living room. And, you know, like they were just yes-anding every idea I brought to the table. And it was really great to, you know, it's a show about rejection. So I've already been dealing with like loneliness and solitude and wondering where is my place, and to have that be validated and reflected back. And then also like, yeah, we understand it and we're here with you. And this is also what we get from that. It's been really nice to have a sounding board between the two of them. And now that we are at the going to the festival, it is more people from Route 22, which is our collective from the Atlantic. More people are involved in the production of it. So now we have an even bigger team. And it's been really rewarding because everybody sort of is here because they want to be. They respond to the material and the people who are working on it. And now all of the creativity, like I have a lot of projections in the show. I have really lots of sound cues. Hopefully lighting will be a big part of it too. We're not super clear on that yet. But yeah, to have everybody have their own creative input really makes it like a collective response to rejection and loneliness, which is very relatable to lots of people.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, I want to ask the two of you, with such a personal piece and honestly a relatable piece, as you talk more about it, what is the message or thought you hope the audiences will take away from this? And Kayla, I'm going to start with you on that.
Sure. I hope that people will have fun, but I hope also that they will feel validated in their grief. They are not alone in their journey when things fall apart. There is something on the other end of that, but it's okay to laugh when things go wrong, because that's really been what's getting me through it. And yeah, that when you start to look towards yourself instead of only to other people to find joy and peace, it can be found within.
That is a wonderful thought. I love that. Jasmine, how about you? What's the message or thought you hope people take away?
Yeah, for me as a director, I'm really hoping that this show allows space for people to see and experience with Kayla, the character, that rejection is a part of life, just like everything else. It is not better or worse of an experience. It just is. And that it emphasizes for them that gratitude and self-love can't heal all, but it definitely is always a beautiful place to start healing the process.
It's a beautiful message. Loving this. My final question for this first part of the interview is, who do you hope have access to OK Bye? And Jasmine, I'd love to kick that off with you.
Yeah, for sure. I've got a list here. I hope that, you know, cat people have access to the show. It's a show for cat people. I hope that queer people have access to the show. It is a show for queer people. People who are astrological cancers, right, should have access to the show. And then anyone who's experienced rejection and wondered if they're going to be okay. That's my list. Yeah.
You had me at cat people. I'm there. Kayla, what about you? Who do you hope have access to your piece?
Sure. My list is very similar. I hope that I have women, queer people, people who have ended a long relationship, people who are fans of Beyonce, people interested in mental health, cat people, anyone who needs a laugh that really just comes from the soul, you know? And of course, anyone who has money who wants to take part in the show's future.
Interview. We love letting our listeners get a chance to know our guests a little bit better. And I am having such a blast with the two of you so far. This is so much fun. So I can't wait to pick your brains a bit more, if you will. And I want to start by asking the two of you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites? And Jasmine, may I start with you on that, please?
Sure, absolutely. Oh, wow. Writing wise, I'm so inspired by Susan Laurie Parks and Alicia Harris. They're great, phenomenal playwrights. And then directorially, Ava DuVernay is incredible to me. And then similarly, acting wise, I think Anjanou Ellis Taylor and of course Viola Davis are really big for me. And then musically, Beyonce, of course, absolutely 100%. That'll give you the gamut of my inspirations. Yeah.
That's a great, great list of inspiration to have. Absolutely. Kayla, what about you? What or who inspires you?
This is a great question for me because I keep a Google sheet of every show in New York that I've ever seen. So I could just quickly respond by checking my list. First on my list is Mike Birbiglia. His Broadway shows, his solo shows, The New One and Old Man in the Pool. Abby Jacobson, A League of Their Own, Broad City. Love all of that work. I saw a play at Repertorio Español called La Golondrina, and it was in Spanish. Love, love, loved the storytelling of that show. Fat Ham, Ain't No Mo, Christina Wong, Sweatshop Overlord. That show was another solo show. Incredible. And of course, Angels in America, one of my favorite plays.
A fabulous list there. Some of our favorites as well. So great. So I want to now ask the two of you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater? And Kayla, I want to start with you on that.
Yes, I love the theater because it is the chance you get to tell a story from start to finish in real time. I love being on stage, being backstage. I used to do stage managing, and I love being an audience member because just the act of gathering and getting everybody in the same room, breathing the same air, watching the same show, having the same experience, and the possibility for imperfections when things go wrong in the theater and we say, well, that's live theater, baby. That is my favorite. And I also just, as an actor, the experience, the emotional journey of telling the whole story in one go and then being able to revisit that the next night or the next rehearsal, you're constantly learning more and getting a deeper understanding of the story. It's like an endless mine. And I love that. I love that experience.
That is a wonderful answer. Fantastic. Jasmine, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Yeah, I have two. I have to say the first answer is sort of a surprise to me because I always disliked group assignments in school growing up. But I really actually love the team aspect of doing theater. That it takes a group of people coming together in service of a story that creates the magic that is theater. And then secondly, I'm such a theater advocate because I believe there is nothing like the energy exchange that you have when you're on stage with an audience in real time. There's just nothing like the energy that we as humans can give and receive to each other. Yeah.
That is a super answer. Some great, great answers from the two of you today. And a good lead into my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I think one of the things that I look back on the most fondly was a college production of Noises Off. It was so much fun. For people who don't know the show, it's like the most insane technical production you can do, especially in like a college setting, because it's like farce comedy and the stage rotates and then it rotates back and you have the lines, but you have all the action that's going on, quote unquote, backstage. And I was an ASM on that show. And just the complete and utter chaos and the sense of play that we had throughout was just so fun. I wish I could go back in time and revisit that, like when you rewatch an old TV show. But that's live theater. You can't go back. So you just have to hold on to it forever. That was one of my favorite things. Taught me a lot about fun.
That is a wonderful memory. Wow. Jasmine, how about you? What is your favorite theater memory?
Yeah, I think I have to say, a couple of years ago, I had the honor of being a part of a production of Dreamgirls in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I used to live. And it was like the first African-American led production that had been done. And it was such a beautiful experience. Like, the governor came, which was really cool. That was really awesome. But then also just to see how impactful representation is. And so to see all the little girls of color in the audience coming up to us after the show and wanting to take pictures with us, like, it still to this day just warms my heart so much. Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh, what a wonderful story. I'm just imagining those little girls coming up. Oh,
so sweet. So sweet.
Two fantastic memories there. Thank you both so much for those. As we wrap things up, I'd love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Right now, it's Okay Bye City for me. I'm really focused on this at the moment. We're going full United Solo Festival. We're doing it.
I feel the same. I feel like the next thing after April 9th performance is the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th performance, if we can sell out the first one. So, and then, you know, hopefully bringing OK Bye to other towns and other theaters. And probably my next solo show that I write will be either about family dynamics or survival jobs, of which I've had many. I had 7 jobs last year, so I feel like that's a good starting point.
Less. That is amazing. Well, that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about OK Bye or about either of you, perhaps they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Sure. You can find tickets for OK Bye at unitedsolo.org/shows, and you can find our show there. Just scroll down to the April 9th date. You can always find me, especially if you're listening after this show happens. You can always find me on Instagram at Kayla Gallinat, that's KAILAGALINAT, or KaylaGallinat.com. And you can find our collective, Route 22 Collective, on Instagram at ROOT22 Collective, Route 22.
Yeah, and for me, you can find me via my website, Jasmine K. Bernard. That's Jasmine, JASMINEK Bernard. And similarly on Instagram, same name. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Kayla, Jasmine, thank you both so much for stopping by. Thank you both for listening as well. This is such an honor, truly. So thank you both. And thank you for sharing this incredible show, the first of many, I'm sure. So I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, this was really fun.
My guests today have been two incredible artists who have a show in the upcoming United Solo Festival, the writer and actress Kayla Gallinat and the director Jasmine K. Bernard, who are part of OK Bye. Again, it's playing as part of the United Solo Festival, and their show is being performed on April 9th at Theater Row. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting unitedsolo.org/shows. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting in the episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you turn out, get your tickets, support these incredible artists. We look forward to hopefully getting to see the show as well. It's April 9th. It's OK Bye, and it's at Theater Row. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.